not a shy record. It kind of comes crashing through the door, you know, and I was just, I was trying to just kind of take a stand, I guess, for my own career, which I felt was slipping away from me, you know. Mm. And I wanted to try to do something that people might actually hear for a change.
Canadian singer-songwriter Ron Sexsmith has proven since 1995 that he knows how to craft beautiful and melodic songs. When you have a list of admirers that includes Elvis Costello, Elton John, and Paul McCartney, you know something is going well. This is Take 5 from WFUV. Hi, it's Rita Houston. Even with the admiration of many peers, mainstream success has eluded Ron Sexsmith. So for the new album, Ron brought in Bob Rock to run the show. Bob Rock has produced Metallica, Bon Jovi, and Motley Crue, to name a few. Seems like an odd pairing, but it brings out a strong, punchy side of Ron Sexsmith that fits him just as well as the quiet, introspective side he's shown on his previous albums. The whole process of recording long player Late Bloomer was captured for a documentary called Love Shines, which just won the Audience Award at the South by Southwest Music Festival. Recently, Ron Sexsmith came by Studio A to chat and play, and host John Platt got to ask him all about the film.
This film has been, like 7 years in the works. This fellow, Douglas Arrowsmith, has been following me around. And for the longest time, he was doing it on his own without any funding and without any interest from anyone, even including me, because I didn't know really what kind of film he was making. And when Bob Rock came on board, a production company in Vancouver got interested, and the film became about that. Originally, it was about me trying to play Massey Hall, which is a great venue in
it's
Toronto.
It's like the Carnegie Hall of
it's
Toronto.
It's like our Carnegie Hall, yeah. Our Royal Albert Hall or something. Mm-hmm. And so when I finally played Massey Hall, I figured, well, there's your movie, there's your happy ending, you know, go away now. but then they kept filming, and then after my last bunch of records, I was sort of in this, not a downward spiral, but I put on a lot of weight, and I was feeling a bit, you know, like wounded or something, and they sort of films captured me at this point where I'm trying to make a record, trying to make a hit record, which isn't anything new for me. I've always tried to make hit records, you know, because that's what my heroes did, you know.
In every nowhere town, there are somewhere dreams. Patiently holding out to grab the brass ring, to see their dream come true, sends a spark through the dark end of the mind, till light appears in happy tears. That's where my love shines.
I should ask you, actually, how are you a late bloomer, Ron?
Well, it was kind of, it was meant as more of a joke title, I guess. I mean, the original album title was Long Playing Disc, actually. Mm. And then Late Bloomer turned out to be the last song that I wrote for the album. And I thought I liked how those two words went together. But it was sort of about, this sort of... I think just waking up, you know, in the past of being naive, I think. And I remember I was in a cafe and I was overhearing these people at the next table going on very kind of wide-eyed about whatever they were doing, you know. And I was sort of in a bad mood and just sort of thinking or saying things under my breath, you know. And kind of like Eeyore, I guess, you know, the
yeah,
Winnie the Pooh.
Great care, huh?
And it was just fun to write that song, and you know, because it was kind of it's sort of coming from this sort of curmudgeonly place.
Heavy clouds all hanging round, and the sun refuses to shine. If you're bent on bringing me back down, better get in line. Something I've said has got you so mad. You wanna give me a piece of your mind. You intend on making me feel bad. You best get in line. Oh, it's a long line, it's a long line. Going out the door, you'll be waiting in line a very long time till your feet are sore. Whatever I do, I'm doing it wrong. If you feel the need to remind me of a world that's long gone, take a number and wait in line.
Ron Sexsmith playing live in Studio A with Get in Line and Love Shines. Take 5, produced today by Paul Chufo. Check out the complete interview online anytime at WFUV.org.